I ate some dry Apple Jacks on the way over here, and that was a terrible idea.
Right into it, huh? Right into it.
You ate some Apple Jacks?
A for Apple, J for Jack. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks.
I didn't know there was a song to Apple Jacks.
It sure is.
Not old enough, but
it's a hit.
The 1920s?
They sold it on 45.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday to you. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Corona to my right, and there's Ty to my left.
Sup?
There's Anderson at 12:30. You know, oh, did you guys not tell me we're doing that?
It's the new generation. It's a new thing. It's what millennials do. Instead of clapping, they go like that. That's what they do.
It's my toes, by the way.
God, I hate it. I hate it so fucking
I don't
much.
Think that's a thing.
It's a thing.
No, it was a thing in the 60s. The Beat Poets.
Back, bro.
It's back. They're back?
I've seen it. Like, I saw it on Survivor. All
right. I'm going to walk out of a concert if everyone starts doing that.
Oh, it's coming.
Unless they're all snapping.
You know what? I hate snapping my fingers.
Oh, I hate it so much.
It feels bad.
Snapping the toes, not bad, though.
No, snapping your toes is good.
Yo, okay.
Tyler, keep your shoe on, please.
I don't think you can snap your toe.
Thank you.
I've done it on this very show.
So lots to get to on today's program. Do a little minute on Empire.
Yeah, buddy. That's what the people...
God damn it, I still haven't seen it.
That's what the people tune in for.
I still haven't seen it.
We're going to do a little quick little recap. We're going to pinpoint a couple of the scenes.
Boom.
Bang, 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 bang. So bad. So terrible.
So tight.
No. I'm gonna talk about my reaction to a couple of those segments there of Empire. Tyler apparently brings something to the program tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking, I know.
I know.
And Mike Carano's here, too.
I got nothing. Didn't see Empire. I didn't bring anything.
You didn't bring it. Oh, hey, brand new Film Vault. Probably available right about now. Mm-hmm. Top five nude scenes, nakedness, naked.
All dudes?
Naked. All dudes for me, yes. Every single scene that I had, I didn't know until I actually looked at my finalized list and I was counting them up. I'm like, all right, one, two, three dudes. Where's the chick? Okay, four. What? All five dudes?
So the top five nude scenes were all guys for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had never done this topic before?
We've done topless, we've done sex scenes, never done the nudes. I wish that we had just done top five penis scenes, because then I could come back with a whole fresh list of top five, you know, vagina and nip scenes. But, all dudes.
Were there enough vagina scenes to actually come up with five?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of vagina scenes.
I don't think you need to say, oh, yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah. Like Julianne Moore. Like, you could do top five just of Julianne Moore,
you got a good
probably.
Point there. You got a good point. Top five Julianne Moore.
Let's not say Julianne.
Pooping scenes?
What? There's one that I could think of. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that might crack my top 10 list of the year. Correct. I doubt it, but it might.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Talking about Maps of the Stars, yeah. Tyler?
No idea.
It's a good movie. Mike Carano was obsessed with it earlier in the year.
How long did you take off on the Film Vault? 3 weeks?
None. I mean, we didn't have any.
Oh, you banked them?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Oh, wow.
We have not missed a week, and I don't know how long.
That's pretty
I don't
great.
Know how long, yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's a little exhausting for the listener. Jesus,
give
us
a
break.
All right.
The thing about podcasts that's weird is if you get behind, you're screwed.
It is pretty.
Because all of a sudden
what are you doing, buddy?
I looked at This American Life on my phone. It's like you have 27 unplayed
and
episodes.
Like an
and I'm like, you know what?
Half.
I'm not going to listen to 27 hours of This American Life now.
You know what's funny? I experienced the exact same thing just today with the old Billy Redface podcast.
How many episodes?
It's so many that like I can't even retrieve the ones that like where I left off because I guess he's only 3 months now. Like he cuts the feed off.
No, is it not iTunes? Because iTunes only shows like our most recent like 100 episodes or something.
The point is it only goes back to like early August, which I was in June when I stopped listening because I haven't been to the gym because I'm fuck over here.
I'm dauntingly behind on Billy Redknapp.
So I was listening to one while I was doing a little exercise today and it just cut off in the middle of it. And I went and I looked and it was just gone. It just disappeared. It's like, all right.
Like he snatched it from you?
Like it was like, all right, it's been too long.
Put your credit card number in if you want to hear the rest of the show.
I mean, I found them online, but that's no way to listen to a show. You can't sit there on your computer, sitting in front of your computer with the headphones plugged in.
That's like watching TV at home on the couch.
Your phone gets the internet.
Yeah, I know, but a small little cloud fucking playlist, the timeline is for cloud. You ever do that?
No. What is
what
that?
What if I told you you could like download Stitcher?
SoundCloud. All right. Like Stitcher. All right. Enough with talking about tech geek shit.
We didn't ask for your answers, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just asked the questions. We don't want the answers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're back in the studio out of my backyard, yeah. Which is nice.
No. Don't you hear those wind chimes?
I felt like that was not a good episode.
People thought it was very soothing.
I feel like I need to talk less.
I agree.
I feel like I've been talking way too much the last few episodes, and I want to sit back.
I did Allison Rosen's podcast this week, and I felt the same way. I talked the entire time.
Well, you were the guest, so.
I know, but I felt like I wasn't listening. I wasn't being engaged. I was just like, blah, 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 blah.
I listened to it.
And I repeated a bunch of the same old bullshit stories, and I felt terrible about it, and I felt sick to my
stomach. Is it a nervous thing that caused you to do that? Like tonight, when I hadn't seen you, I haven't seen you since last week. And tonight, you approached me in the parking lot. Do you remember what you started talking to me about?
Yeah, the security guard.
No. That wasn't until we were back in my office. You started with some really moderately dull shit.
Probably. I don't know what it was.
You were talking about how you ordered something, and then you canceled the order, and then you ordered it again. And you were going on and on.
Old man complaining. Old man complaining about,
He was talking about some.
What is that noise?
I don't know what it was. Would you let the noise go?
Yeah, let it go.
You were talking about something, an augment?
No, not that noise. There's like a rattling, like a ch-ch-ch.
Might be in your headphones.
How many times did I tell you not to get high before the show?
I wish I was.
Please stop smoking the ganj before the program.
I have not indulged in the ganj.
Quick update. I wish I had more of an update, but our Sergeant McAllister, our
this is I need details.
Our faithful gambler.
I hope he was joking.
Just a little catch up in case the listener is drawing blanks on their face when I say Sergeant McAllister. He's a guy who approached us months ago with a dilemma. His grandma was on her deathbed, and he wanted to know if he should come out of hiding, essentially, because he had been lying to his family about being in the military. He had went, not AWOL, but he had gotten discharged, honorable discharge.
He told them he had re-enlisted.
But as far as his family knew, he was still in the military, and what he was actually doing was ditching the military and going to Vegas and living his dream to be a professional gambler, which he has done and been quite successful. He had a stripper girlfriend there for a while, and he's placed a couple bets on behalf of the after disaster. $400 in the hole so far.
Yeah, what the hell, bro?
For us.
Make some sweet bets for us.
But he sent me an email, and I met this guy at a cold cockle night.
So ungrateful.
Yes, we all met him. It was very exciting.
Oh, you and I met him. Tyler
I'm not sure
did not.
You didn't meet him?
I think he was probably intimidated by me and didn't want to. You know,
I don't think that's
a lot of people like a little worried when Tyler walks in the room. Like, you guys are approachable, but I have an air of.
Maybe it's either that or you're pussy whipped and you had to go home.
Yeah, I think that might have been.
That was part of it.
Probably. My pregnant wife.
Don't you wish you had an excuse to leave?
Everywhere.
So,
Mike, you got an impression of Sergeant McAllister.
Yeah.
I did as well. And
my first impression was he's very patient.
Why? Because he sat through all five of my movies?
No, because he stood there
like 50.
Without interrupting while I was just having light conversation with strangers. And he just stood there. And waited.
Okay, do you know the sound?
He could have touched my tongue with the mic.
He could have interrupted.
Do you know the sound of a broken light bulb and the little thing rustling around
inside
of it?
Let the noise that does not exist go.
That's the noise that is.
It could be something wrong with your inner ear.
Listen to these headphones.
All right, no, it's not important to anyone.
If the listeners can hear this, they're going insane right now.
They can't.
Do you hear the light bulb? You're deaf, though. That's going to be a problem.
Let's let the light bulb sound go, all right? Let's let the mystery of the
light
bulb.
All right, well, for the cool listeners out there who are like me who don't get approached in crowds.
For any dogs listening, you'll probably hear a light bulb jiggling. You're talking about a
burned
out light bulb,
right? Now I have to hear it. Give me the goddamn headphones. I have to hear it.
I couldn't hear anything.
It's also, though, I don't know if it's being activated by me talking in the microphone or if it's you talking in the microphone.
Well, if you talk in the microphone while I have them on, this is the worst start we've had in months.
This is a hot start, baby. Hot start.
You
hear that? You hear a little light bulb?
No, I hear like the feedback after you stop talking, and like it, and or when I stop talking, then it's a little like,
yeah,
it's fine. It's always like that with your mic, and
it's the worst, and I've never heard it.
It's not showing up on the mic.
I've been carrying this show for 6 years, and I've never heard
that. So, Sergeant McAllister.
No, that's not right. It's not
something. Now, after meeting him at
Cold Cockle Night, sergeant, even though he's out,
the military is weird. Like they continue to wear their uniforms after they're done.
They do.
Yeah,
you're talking about special events,
like on the weekends, right? When they get drunk.
Like Oliver North used to, he got fired. He was like being, you know, brought up on charges, and he was showing up.
In his defense,
he was showing up in court with his uniform on. And Bobcat Goldthwait used to have a really funny routine about it, like saying if he got fired from Taco Bell and then he had to go to court because of the egregious things, he wouldn't show up in his fucking Taco Bell uniform, which is true. It was very weird that he was showing up.
You know what? He was in the military so long, that's probably all he had.
Like, those are the clothes he had. Like, they're all military uniforms. You can go to his house, you look at his closet, it's just...
I feel like it's like...
If you're talking about the fucking noise again right now, if that's what you're bringing to the table...
Here's the problem.
You feel like sounds like a what?
I feel like generals would probably hear this noise.
Sergeant McAllister has... Because
they've reached so high in the ranks, so clearly they have great powers of perception.
I really thought you were going to say, I feel like it's maybe like a little one of those smaller bulbs, like a Christmas light bulb. That's where you're going.
He has invested some money in this gambling.
Yes.
In this gambling scheme he's got going.
I met him.
Yet, did any of us wish him Happy Veterans Day?
No, happy Veterans Day. Veterans Day was bad for me. How did it go for you?
What day was it again?
Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't like that it moves.
I'm going not that great.
Easter, like it should be like the first Monday or something.
Moves as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Not a fan of either Easter or Veterans Day because of their movement, because of how flexible they are in the calendar there. I had a whole
like flexible dates.
My experience with
I like a date that just lays there.
Vet's Day was I treated myself to a movie, like I'm wont to do, Tyler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a sea of children in the theater. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Then I got a little starving in the middle of the movie, which I try not to do, but I was so hungry that I
got a little starving. Huh?
I got up, I peeked out, you know, to see like just about 20 kids deep at the concession stand. I'm like, well, I guess this fat kid's not getting a hot dog. Got to go back and watch the rest of Trumbo.
20
hungry.
Orders some milk duds.
You're watching Trumbo with children?
No, they were all over the theater, though. It was a multiplex, Tyler.
It was a multiplex.
When I go out in the hall, they're everywhere. They're
I got to say, I'm not a fan of other people's kids.
I don't like them being out of school in the middle
of
the day. The unborn ones are cool, though. The unborn ones are nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Why can't all kids just be like in a womb?
Why can't we just live in a place without kids?
Why can't there be hotels of like... No kids allowed.
There are.
There are.
Where?
But they're also like a sex hotel.
No, that's not true.
You have to bang all the strangers and make kids.
Mm-hmm. Good hotels, like, for example, the Lowe's.
The worst of both worlds is like a Jared bed and breakfast. It's like nothing but kids, and it's like sex related. That's the worst.
That is the worst.
But the good thing is they let you have breakfast in bed.
Jared's B&B.
Yeah. Some hotels, like Lowe's Ventana in Tucson, is a nice resort, and they will put families with kids in a different section.
A sandwich. I forgot Jared even had anything to do with a sandwich place. I had no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry. What am I?
No, it's good hotels put the kids and with the families on different floors than the regular people.
I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah.
You can just ask no kids when you get to the front desk. They make all the kids leave.
Tyler. You know, back in the day, like you could go to apartments that were kid-free.
Yes.
And then they came up with laws because all these single moms couldn't find any fucking place to live, and they're living on the street with their goddamn kids. And now we have to have kids in all the apartments.
Can't a guy just get a simple kid-free, whites-only apartment? Is that what you're saying?
So Sergeant McAllister, I met him. I got this email from him. I'm not going to read it verbatim because I don't have it up in front of me. But...
Why?
It essentially said, hey, I appreciated the shout out. You know, you talking and thanking me for the bets on the last after disaster. I got some more bets coming your way. I'm sorry I've been out of touch for a little bit lately because I believe it said kidnapped. For sure it said beaten up, and for sure it said tortured for a while. But now I'm back in the game, and I'm going to be making some more bets soon. Now, I've met him.
He could have lifted that from a movie. Maybe he thought it would be a cool inside reference.
Maybe he's been watching Empire.
I've met him. You've met him.
Yes.
It's true, Tyler. Could be that. Were the Cowboys to catch it?
Yeah.
I met him. You met
him. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't really question that much. Like, it makes sense to me. Like,
a straight shooter?
It seems to me like he's fairly intense. A straight shooter, and it seems like he can hold his own, but would still get maybe in
a
little bit.
And yet intimidated by me. It's so strange.
He's not intimidated.
Well, if he would have said, I got cattle prodded in a casino, and then they brought me in a back room, broke my friend's hands, I'd be like, I think I saw that before.
I could see him maybe like getting caught counting cards or like talking shit to like the wrong guy's girlfriend.
No, it was a casino.
So anyways, I asked McAllister to fill me in on some deets there. He didn't get back to me in time for the program, but I'll bring more deets next week.
You know, it'd be horrible deets. If right now he's duct taped to a
he's
chair.
He's done being tortured, Michael. He's out.
But what if right now they're playing the after disaster to him going,
torture's
are these the guys?
On.
Are these the guys you're cheating for?
Why are cheat? Oh, no, he's
these
not are, cheating for us. He's losing
are your
for
bosses?
Us.
Yeah, that's part of the long con. We lose a lot up front.
Oh, what if we are being long conned here? What if he was like, look, guys, I've lost $10,000 on you. Can I just get $100 for dinner, please?
Like he was placing bets for us without telling us. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, I'll win it. I want it back. I'll win Tyler's favor. I'll win them a lot of money. And then he just never
Tyler's
won.
Tyler's favor?
Yeah.
Is that a horse that he's betting on?
No, that would be a good name.
That's a good name for a horse.
Not a bad name. Not a bad name.
Hey, Rich.
Tyler's
Kentucky.
Unborn baby. That's a good name for
it's
a horse,
as,
too.
It's not as good.
I like that unborn baby. You know why?
Here's what I want to find out happened.
Quiet.
Yeah.
It's real quiet kids so far.
Yeah, why don't they have more no kids wombs out there?
What? I bet the inside of a womb is loud as hell, though.
Are these
in the womb, no one can hear you scream. Isn't that what they said? Here's the thing. Sergeant McAllister.
I yelled at Tyler tonight.
Here's what I want to find out. I want to find out that his grandma really didn't die.
Oh, yeah, Anderson did yell at me tonight.
And she set up the funeral to see if he would show up.
Mm-hmm. This is like a bad...
But they think he's in the military, so why would
they do that?
Bad
Martin Lawrence movie.
She got some inside info.
Oh, thank you. Convenient plot.
She had
he didn't
oracle?
Tell us his grandma
device.
Was a...
She's like the oracle? Like she knows all?
Yeah. Or else she's banging some admiral.
What?
What?
She's a grandmother, Michael?
I think an admiral would come talk to me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be intimidated?
No.
His rank would be high enough to...
Sergeants and lower are probably...
Uh-huh.
We're probably, you know, worried.
All right. Now, do we do Empire now? Do you want to bring what you have to bring to the table? Or
first,
should we talk about my
up,
biggest shortcomings? What's
when,
up?
When do I get my apology?
Oh, I did yell at Tyler tonight.
How come?
Tyler got to see the angst and what I deal with on a nightly basis at Loveline firsthand.
You know
he
when
was
they
the
say
room.
You know when they say like the air was electric? The air was electric.
Oh, were you hanging out at Loveline
like,
tonight?
The bad electricity. Not like the Super Bowl is going to be exciting. It was the opposite.
Yeah. I was very frustrated, as I am many nights in there. But Tyler got to see it firsthand. And I was kind of implicating Tyler as being part of the problem because he was. You know when a small child wants attention and will continue to like jump on the bed because like there's some stupid woman in the room thinking he's cute? Mm-hmm. And he continues to jump in the bed?
Of anger, like just in this example.
That? Yeah. Well, Tyler was encouraging poor behavior. And I couldn't get something that I needed done in a short amount of time because somebody...
In my defense, I was laughing at something else than you thought.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. The subject that was enraging me by saying the N-word and cunt numerous times
classic
because it was
and.
Funny.
Wait, who was saying that?
What do you think? And you just,
mean, but not on the air, though, right?
No, it was during like a
no, just
recorded
a private
thing,
where all of our real thoughts come out.
A recorded thing that I needed for stations that I always have to do before the show begins. And I'm always under time restraints, and it's just so frustrating.
And he was doing
annoying.
It just to aggravate you?
Because he thought Tyler was laughing at his hijinks, so he continued to do it. And I'm like, Tyler, stop laughing. And I think your reaction was, I can't. And I said, well, then get out.
that was the reaction. And then I just stared into my phone and tried to stifle my amusement.
I said,
with Drew's inability to cut a promo, not the sophomoric things that Mike was saying.
It's just absurd. It really
and it,
is.
And it's better because Anderson's yelling at me while he's wearing his glasses. So it makes it like it's like 30 times more intimidating. It feels like you upset the teacher.
I'm like, Tyler, I need you to stop laughing. He's like, I can't. I'm like, then get out. So it's very real.
I wish, is there a place that
I was like, I'm your only friend here, you fuck.
Is there a place a guy like me can watch Empire without having to get network television?
Yes, Fox Now on your on your Apple TV.
I need to watch this.
They have them all there, I believe. I think they might be like 10 days behind on the most recent one. But yeah, right? That's how I caught up with Cookie.
Okay. I heard a network executive being interviewed, a president of a network, recently, and he mentioned Empire as one of their hits.
Oh, I think it's the biggest show on television right now.
I think so.
Yeah. One of their hits. Yeah, it's massive.
Did you notice the voiceover encouraging you to watch Empire this week? Did your DVR pick up the end of the previous program?
You know that I'm in between
Tom
TVs
Jones.
Right now, so I'm watching everything on a little TV in my bedroom right now. So yeah, I'm not really paying attention to the hi-fi.
Next week, guest star Elton John.
Who was it?
I don't know who it was, but the guy that's like, stay tuned now for an all new Empire.
Yeah.
The VO line was, don't even think about moving your booty. A new Empire starts now. And I was like, what the fuck? That's not even like a line from the show. Oh my gosh.
It's really bad. This is the most of any kind of show that I've watched. I've watched more of this bad show than any other bad show since I was a kid.
How's it going to end? Is it just going to, people are going to...
Well, how do you... You should ask, how does it begin?
No. No, I don't mean the show. I'm talking about how is their reign for being the like most popular show going to end? Because this sounds like the kind of thing where everyone's into the joke because
it's so
bad.
I think a lot of people really like it. And they're like, oh,
okay,
yeah,
I'm under the impression it's so campy. That's why you're watching it.
No, I'm watching it. Well, A, the wife loves it. B, I love Cookie. I love a couple of the characters.
The drama is there. It's just, it's drama turned to like 37 on a dial.
But that's
just
what I mean.
10.
I assumed people are watching it because it's so ridiculous.
I think
they're watching it for that reason. But that is the kind of viewership that just drops off all of a sudden. You just go, I lost interest.
Let's talk about how bad it is, right? And I think that we might be more discerning than others, and we might nitpick a little bit more than others, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that watch it and think, this is great drama.
A lot of people are just fucking
dumb.
And
there's a lot of us that are like, it's like junk food. I know this is bad for me, right, but I can't stop eating it.
So recently, you'll appreciate this, Mike. Recently, there is the photo shoot. Okay, the photo shoot was good, right?
Which photo shoot?
The one where... don't ask me the names because I'm terrible with names. The gay son, Omar.
Jamal.
Omar. I don't know. Hey, Omar is a gay character in The Wire.
Yes.
I was close. All right. So Omar is getting his picture taken, right? And there's supposed to be like this masterful photographer mm-hmm. who's like the next Andy Warhol. That's actually what Jamal says to him.
It looks like a homeless,
renowned photographer,
homeless
Andy
Tom
Warhol.
Green.
Yeah, it's a very homeless Tom Green. Jillian thought it was Tom Green at first. I thought it was more like a Paul Giamatti, like it could be Paul Giamatti's like brother, right? Yeah. And he's always like wearing loose fitted black clothing, and he's just schlubby looking. This photographer, right? And he's taking pictures with his camera of Jamal, who's like this gay pop star, and he's never looking through the viewfinder. He's just like holding the camera up and shooting. He's going, "You're beautiful. You're so sexy. No, no, no. Do something over here now." And he never ever looks through the camera. Like, that's his thing.
And then
he's so
artsy. When he's pressing, like, the click button, they're bringing the photo up on the screen.
Oh, and it's freeze frame.
And it's like a perfect, amazing photo. It's like, how?
That's pretty great.
So.
That's pretty great.
Later, I think it might be the very next scene, one of the other brothers.
Wow, brothers.
I'll tell you this much. I have not taken photographs without looking through the viewfinder, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't work.
You should start.
Second of all,
yeah, clearly you should start.
I have.
You need to do that.
I have shot video without looking through the viewfinder or looking at the screen, and it's great. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Like I was following a hang glider guy, and I started looking at something else, but I thought I was doing this, and it's just.
I think you would like that photographer, though. I could see you watching him, digging his style,
especially the arc of his character.
I'm gonna try that
because you know what, a mouth is a mouth.
I don't know what that means, but
because if you're not on the Empire game, my friend. All right,
I got to get on the Empire bandwagon.
It might be like a scene or two later that there's a music video going on for
in that giant jungle gym.
Yeah, what's the brother's name?
Jamal and Hakeem.
Hakeem, yes, Hakeem.
How could you forget who Hakeem?
I'm terrible at names.
Hakeem's appearance on Late Late Show was canceled. He had a reschedule for Empire mm-hmm. scheduling conflicts.
I think that they probably.
Saddest day of my life.
I think Lee Daniels probably found out that the host of your show is not black. And he's like, out! Pull him!
I don't think that's the case.
No, it's not the case. So, Jamal, no, Hakeem.
Of course, you're not going to think that's the case.
There's three brothers, Michael. Three brothers, right? One is a gay pop star who's very popular.
That's Jamal.
Jamal.
No, he's a pop star who's gay.
Yes. Okay. He's sick and tired of being a gay pop star. He's a pop star who happens to be gay. That's his own definition.
Is he out?
Yes.
Okay.
At first, Lucius hated him. Because Lucius is his father, right? Terrence Howard. And he's a proud black man who does not have time for the gays, but now he's using him to.
Now he found a little time.
Yes. Hakeem is his
youngest son.
Youngest son. And
he's like a rapper.
And now they're going head to head. They're going, because it's been split up. Now there's Dynasty and Empire.
Cookie left to start her own record label called the Lion Dynasty, which is the shittiest.
When I
name.
Found out that they were gonna, that she was gonna go and make her own like competing record label, I'm like, what are they gonna call it, Dynasty? Because it's gonna be like Empire versus Dynasty. Sure enough, Dynasty. Yeah. So they're shooting a music video, right? And it's about black power and stuff, even mm-hmm. though they don't, none of these kids seem to have any idea of the plight of the black man before them because they live lives with silver spoons. And all of their performances are flawless, but you never see them rehearsing or practicing.
Yeah.
They just bust in.
The girl group rehearses. Yeah,
pure talent.
That's kind of new. So they're shooting this music
Breaking
video. And Tyler, I don't know if you noticed this, but like the music video, actually they came back to that scene two or three times. There's never a single camera in sight. They're doing this entire music video, and they're like, all right, again, from the top. And there's no cameras anywhere. You see the music video.
I think we're supposed to believe that the camera that is showing us the show is also the camera that is the...
It's pulled back all the way, though. It's wide enough so you can see the crew in there, but there's no camera anywhere in sight.
It wasn't in the budget.
Infuriating. I don't know how many times I mentioned, I uttered to the wife during the show, honey, I don't think I can watch this anymore.
But then you got to...
But then I do.
You have to. And then it goes to commercial, and you're like, give me that fast forward.
She'd be like, honey, a little cookie? A little Lucius? You ready for a little... All right.
What season are we on this show,
two.
By the way?
Two. Yeah, not bad.
Shit, I got a lot of catching up to do.
Nah,
so,
not bad.
Last week's episode.
Yes, let's get there.
Last week's episode...
I only have one scene that I want to talk about, but go ahead.
From last week's episode or from last night?
Oh, I don't know.
You haven't watched last night?
No, I watched last night, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe I'm all cut up, yes.
There was a lot of things from last week. There was there was Andre interviewing like the thug rappers, which was ridiculous. He was sitting down at like the business table and like, do you not remember this at all? You're staring at me like I'm speaking.
Andre's the brother without any talent. He went to business school, though.
And he's successful.
Has extreme bipolar.
And he has very... Hollywood bipolar.
Yes.
Like you see him just going having little manic episodes and like trying to shoot himself but failing. He's found God.
Also, he bangs the assistant DA to like get like injunctions lifted.
What was he doing? He was talking to the thugs now? Oh, yeah, yeah, when he was interviewing. And
for
then he found
for the
one.
New Gutter Records or whatever their new label is. He's put his most Goody Two Shoes son in charge of reviving their most thuggish, hardcore label that is like defunct.
Where does the show
own.
Take place?
New York.
Okay.
There was the concert that was just like in the middle of the day, but apparently a bunch of people wanted to go to that and that. That's where Hakeem was in the back and refused his dad's new song, which included my favorite part where he's playing I Wrote You the Song, Hakeem, and he plays it and stares at him while like
so uncomfortable
quietly mouthing the
yes.
chorus.
So uncomfortable.
Boom, boom, boom. It's like stop it.
Bang, 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 bang. They're using that beat for everything now, like all the promos and the bumps going in and out. Anyways. Okay, what else happened last week? Because that's a foggy memory now.
And then he decides to give the boom 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 song to Frida Gatz or whatever her name
is. It's Chris Rock's daughter.
Chris Rock's My daughter. Mom.
Who's that? For real?
Yeah. Well, no, it's in the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's kind of like she kicks that guy in the face.
She's like a black female Eminem.
Okay.
She kicks that guy in the face at that stupid nightclub
rapper.
That they
so
own.
So bad. So bad. He's like, some guy just starts heckling. Like, she's at her record label's club, which evidently is a thing. It might be a thing.
Leviathan.
I don't know. It might be a thing, but it's like where all of the artists...
It's some shitty club that there's never more than like 80 people in it, but it's at capacity.
And they're always drinking champagne, and it's like really fancy. It's like one of those bottle service...
It's
like
a music
just a
video club, and it's supposed to be real.
And all the biggest acts are always just going up there and just
like
spitting their new rhymes, and everyone's just cheering. Woo! It's just like it's like the living record. It's like, you can imagine that. And she goes up there to like, cause she's kind of a new artist, right? And
everyone's like, debuting everything constantly.
Lucia's like, "Do your thing." So she does it, and then just some random guy. Did he have any storyline at all? He just starts heckling her for no fucking reason at all. He just starts like going, "You ain't all that, bitch," and he says something about her dead dad because her dad's dead, and. She looks at Lucius and she's like, oh, I can't fight the fucking feeling that I gotta kick this guy. And Lucius is like, stay strong. And then the next thing you know, she just fucking kicks the guy right in the teeth, starts crying and runs off. Drops the mic and just runs off. And it's like, her whole record career is supposed to be over in a flash.
Is Chris Rock on this show?
Yes.
Was.
Every
he
episode?
Was. No.
No. He was terribly miscast and was in...
There's no way to spoil this show. I mean, it's not like you can be like, oh, shit.
Also, we forgot to talk about that. This same episode that we're talking about, Hakeem is kidnapped and set free within like 2 minutes of the show. It starts with him, with Cookie getting a ransom video of Hakeem, and he's like, oh, I'm alive. Like, He calls his parents by their full name, which is weird. Cookie and Lucius Lyon. This is proof of life.
Yeah. She's on the phone with the kidnappers, right? And she's like, I'm not giving you any money till I know he's alive. And they're like, all right, here. And
instantly great HD video.
There's a video of him. Like, instantly. This is proof of life that I'm alive. And he has a little cut on his eye.
And then... You would think that at least their son being kidnapped of a multi-million-dollar family would at least last one episode, right? The credits
right,
come up,
right,
Empire
yeah.
comes up, and then he's just released to them.
Now, and then there's this whole other story that tags on to that where Hakeem is very upset because he in his mind, he acted like a little bitch with these guys when they kidnapped him, even though he clearly didn't. He's constantly talking back to them when they have him in, like, you know, his handcuffed and like he's completely bound and he needs to, they can do whatever they want to him. And he's like, who the fuck are you? You know, he's like talking back to them and then they punch him in the face and stuff. He never couch-outs.
I thought for sure that they were going to reveal that he was like sexually assaulted. Remember when he did like one of the doctors?
I know.
That would have been so much more interesting.
But wait a minute.
The story continues and he has like tons
of
PTSD.
Again.
He has tons of PTSD and he keeps freaking out because like he was a little bitch and he wasn't. He wasn't a little bitch at all. I don't know if they wrote it in that he was and that the actor refused to be. I don't know.
Maybe they cut all that stuff.
It would be infinitely more interesting if he had been sexually abused in some way, which is a weird sentence that I just said.
And it would be strange with where the story is going now. It wouldn't really make any sense with those guys and this and that. But like he freaks out and pulls a gun on them later and he almost like shoots them in front of his mom.
This is contradictory to you saying it was over in 2 minutes. Like
he gets released in 2 minutes.
This all happens in 2 minutes.
Like they needed to get the fact that Hakeem was kidnapped. And
now he's upset.
And he was kind of beat up a little bit, and then he was let go. I don't know about 2 minutes.
Also, I feel like this show is, each episode is like the next day. Like, this family has had the most insane,
it's true.
5 days
a lot's
in a row
going
of
on.
All time.
A lot has happened. It's like makes 24 seem slow.
What was the one scene from last week's episode that you...
So Hakeem, he's putting together like Destiny's Child, right? That's another thing. It's like they're all like artists because like their dad is this mogul and he just does nothing but produce multi-million hit record makers.
Yeah,
his kids are two of his kids are, not his God-loving bipolar fuck.
Now the dad is the dude that was in prison that made the.
Yes, he went to prison briefly.
How did that one come to? Whatever happened with that rap? That
snitch,
great
bitch
piece of work that he produced in prison.
Did it ever see? Did it get lost or did it ever get released? That's
because I thought that was a story
in
the
show.
In the show,
it's out in real life.
Well, I know it is. They're all out
in the show. I don't know. There's no like consequences to anything.
In the prison. Like,
yeah, and then Luda came and he took
and
it.
And took the tape.
Yeah,
and then
he
laptop. Just released from prison like the next day. Like,
and they never
out.
Really went back to that.
But what happened to that song? They just blew that off?
They might have played it on that radio show that's supposed to like drop all the new hits and give the exclusives.
But wasn't that a storyline?
It was, but they just drop them, man. They drop them.
And Lucius bought the radio company so then they wouldn't play Cookie's song because, in the last 5 minutes while you're in here waiting for your band to come in and sing, Lucius has purchased our parent holding company. So now we're
comes
play,
in.
They're not playing your music.
It'd be like somebody who doesn't like us, just like buying Westwood One right before we're about to begin the aft disaster. Just coming in here,
and then we go. Well, we have a remote recording system, and they go, well, I just bought Lipson.
I bought Lipson.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm shutting it down.
Hey, okay, wait.
I know. I said we're gonna spend a minute. We spent 30.
How and when did he get out of jail?
Well, no one. Who knows?
He got released because they had like evidence.
There was the corpse in the car.
No, that was before. That was after.
No, that's how he got out because that was their one.
He was already out, though. He was the one who dug up the corpse. Remember?
He was already out.
How many podcasts are there out right now that just discuss this show? I bet there's a bunch.
But none with the accuracy of a...
So, Hakeem, like... there's all sorts of, you know, B stories and multiple storylines going on. But other than making hit raps, Hakeem, the youngest, the baby boy, he also is he's a developing artist, right? He's always developing new artists. And usually it's just to get chicks in bed. So
wait, I thought Hakeem was gay.
No,
it's
Jamal.
Jamal, sorry.
Or Maul his friends.
Got it.
Maul does sing the best.
The photographer also tried to suck his dick while they were walking in a hallway.
Yeah.
And then later at Jamal's own like party, he went out to go see his boyfriend, and his boyfriend was
getting his dick sucked on
the Tom Green guy.
On the balcony.
Did they break
Jamal's
up?
Jamal's balcony. No, he's still there. Like, they haven't really covered that.
He was just like really upset.
He was really upset.
And then they just kind of left.
And he told, I think he punched Didn't he punch Tom
and
Green?
The worst part about that scene was Tom Green turns and like wipes.
Yeah, he wipes his mouth. A mouse to mouth. Oh, he said a mouse to mouth before that though.
They didn't need that.
So Hakeem, the baby boy, right? The Uber, like he's like a black Justin Bieber. I don't know, is that wrong to say? He kind of is though, right? A little bit.
Ooh, Hakeem?
Yeah.
He's kind of like he's like a Chris Brown kind of.
He's kind of a bitch. I don't really like him much at all. Anyways. He's developing this female.
He's got dope hair, though.
And his mom is very against him having the Latina up front. She's like, she just don't got it. She don't got it. Got to drop her, put her in the back. And Akeem's like, nah, man, she's got it. So Akeem's like training her how to be like
this
the
is last
shit.
Night's episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay. She can
how
be
to
out
be a front woman.
You know how he does it? He takes her out on the streets.
This is the
some
worst.
Fucking square in New York. Just some random spot in New York where just passerbys are just walking back and forth. And he goes, and she's like all nervous. She's like, I don't want to do this because she's pure. Like, she doesn't want to have sex with him. Yeah. She's like a Latina. She's probably a Catholic, God-fearing woman, right? Yeah. All she wants to do is sing. She doesn't care about riches and fame and stuff. All she wants to do is sing. And he respects that. Now that's like she's like the forbidden fruit. He's got to get to it now. So he's spending all this extra time with her. And he's saying, hey, here's what you got to do. You got to make people listen. You got to stop them. You got to come out of your shell. So he puts her up on this little like planter. Like it's like 3 feet off the ground.
Like a train, like subway entrance.
And she just starts like kind of singing, you know, and she's shy at first. She's like, keep going, come on. And like people are just walking by. And then she starts singing a little bit more. And I know what's coming. And I'm just cringing knowing.
And she's singing, first I was afraid, I was petrified.
Yes, but like the Latino version.
In Spanish.
Yeah.
That'd be the words you're looking for.
The
not Spanish the Latino version.
The Latino version.
And I'm cringing because I can see it before it's happening. You know, it's because this show is very predictable.
I was afraid, though. I'm petrified, though.
No, not the Italian version.
People at first going to like zero in on like two or three people who are kind of like, oh, hey, what's going on here?
And
next thing you know, there's going to be a giant fucking like semicircle around her.
Yeah.
Sure enough. Hey, it would just be some crazy bitch singing in the park. No one would pay attention. But no, in the show.
And this, mind you, this is at where people are getting off of the train or going down to the train. So these people are either late for things or need to get places.
I didn't pick up that it was a train station.
It was somewhere where
some
people
kind
were
of
boarding.
People
and I
got
to tell you, because of that Joshua Bell experiment, no one's going to stop and listen to some chick singing on the side of the street.
Is that the one where the person like pretended to have a heart attack and people just kept going?
No, he's like the most famous violinist in the world, and they put him in a
subway.
Oh,
Jillian was telling me about this.
And just had him play for like 45 minutes, and I don't know, maybe like 8 people out of like 2,000 stopped.
And did they even know who he was?
No.
Yeah, see?
Well, who knows?
Doesn't
who
matter. He's
is.
He's probably the best living violinist in the world.
Yeah, you can't tell.
He was down there just wailing away on his violin, and people are just walking
there's
by.
There's some really good violinists down there. I've seen a lot of
what
very
I'm
good
saying
street
is,
musicians.
Put Slash down there and then be like, oh, no one stopped. And then I'd be impressed.
No, I know what Mike's saying though.
Really?
It's like you can't really tell what good art is or what like really good musicianship is. You really can't tell.
Yeah.
You can't tell unless
and
you're
that,
trained professional.
If this way of train, you know what? You guys.
Oh yeah.
We got to do this podcast on the street.
Banksy did the same thing.
Busking podcast.
Banksy had like a little stand in New York where he's selling like original Banksys, and like I think like one woman bought like 2 for $5.
Like
she like talked him down. She's like, I'll buy like it was gonna be 2 for $10. She's like, I'll how about 2 for $5?
Yeah,
and like they're each worth like $30,000 now.
We should sit there like motionless, like robots with a little hat out there. And then
should
people
be all painted in gold or silver?
Imagine how good this podcast would be if we
put
practice
in a dollar,
on the
we
streets.
Pod for like 2 minutes. And
oh, that'd be the worst.
We always leave them hanging like on a little nugget.
Do you know what that would sound like? Mike, just start saying thank you a bunch.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
sorry.
So we're going to do this show now.
Sorry, you can really pick up that dollar if you want. You can.
Here, you know
take
what? You need an extra dollar? I'll give you an extra dollar here. Hey, speaking of dollars, Destination Disaster, we got to get it going.
Yeah, we need that sweet, sweet money. I mean, we need to make good content for the fans.
I'm being serious when I say I think we should go to the north rim of the old Grand Canyon over there because it's beautiful this time of year.
We forgot to talk about the threesome.
Let me make it real clear.
Oh, the threesome.
Okay.
The springtime.
Yes?
The springtime.
Tell
threesome.
Me when you guys can go. And I'll make the time.
Boom, boom, boom. He sees the gun
bang,
pointed
bang,
at
bang,
her crotch,
bang.
The tattoo. He's like, God, that gave me a feeling. That reminds me, I got to be more deep with my lyrics.
That reminds me. And then the last night's episode. He has this boom, 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 boom rap song that he's been like.
That's the hook, yo.
He can't figure. Oh, fucking the best scene. He's trying to figure. He's like, the song needs something. The song needs something.
He's
like,
not going deep enough.
Every person he sees, like Jamal walks. He's like, the song needs something. He sees Cookie. He's like, the song needs something. Just constantly yelling at everyone that the song needs something. And at one point, there's just a. Someone walks into the studio and Lucius is in there playing sitar on the track.
Yeah, he's adding.
He can play sitar and he's adding
that to
the
track. He's a musical genius. I mean, I think that's been established.
It needs something. And then so the episode culminates with him and his lesbian business partner who have over morphine dripped a man in the hospital
into a contract
into becoming business partners.
Like, this show is actually genius. This show is fucking genius.
And then to celebrate him and Marissa Tomei,
who is a lesbian, she looked a lot better this week too. They made her look really heinous, like a Dixie, like half boy lesbian. Wearing 80s clothes and stuff. She actually looked decent.
She looked good, and. Then she like walks up to Lucius and he's like really drunk and she has like 8 women.
I don't know if they were hookers or what the idea was there.
But she's like, which one do you like? And he's like, she's like, you can have any of them. He's like, we're business partners. We have to share. And then they like
start making out.
Yeah. And they're like, what about her? Her name's April. And he's like, ooh, I could use some springtime. And then they go back to their place and they start like trying to hook up. And then she gets a phone call and starts crying and screaming.
For no reason.
And then he goes in and is like, whoever this is talking shit, I'm going to kill you. And then she's like, don't do that. Oh, thank you so much for doing that. And then they go in to have the threesome again. Meanwhile, this girl, April, is just sitting there.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's like,
the song needs something. We can't miss out on our springtime, baby. Let's go get our springtime. Talking about the threesome, which is the strangest
and
reference
talking
to threesome
about
of
the
all
girl,
time.
He's
so then they
the
go back in there. And
he spreads her legs.
Spreads her legs, and she has an inner thigh tattoo.
She has a six shooter,
a little snub nose revolver. Yeah. And then he has a crazy flashback to that's the gun that his mom tried to kill.
So he has a flashback, which is him in an apartment in New York as a little kid, and his crazy mom is looking for bullets in the house, and then she finally finds one.
All of a sudden, then he now gets up from the springtime threesome and is like, I'm gonna be a while. And then
he's like, you go on without me. I got work to do.
He runs out and he goes through some stuff and he pulls out that gun that we've seen in the flashback that his mom tried to kill.
He has it literally like underneath his drawers. Like underneath his like socks and underwear.
Like, oh yeah, here's that gun my mom either killed herself with or tried to kill herself with.
He has it in a box like wrapped in stuff under his socks.
And the flashback also has she has one bolt in the chamber. She's spinning it and pulling the trigger. And each time she's going boom, boom, boom. So then it cuts
just
to the
like
beat.
The song.
Boom, 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 boom. And he's in the studio and they have a GoPro attached to the gun pointing at him.
Oh,
so you
bad.
Get that crazy like.
So bad.
I don't know what that view is called.
And he's spinning it.
And he's racking the chamber like into the.
There is
like,
no view. There's no name for that.
And then fires off. Clack 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 clack.
That's what that called. What's that like, called, Anderson? When you put a GoPro on the end of a gun.
So it's a duet too with Chris Chris Rock's daughter, right? So like he's been working with her on this song. So she shows up
out of nowhere,
out of thin
air.
4 a.m.
She's
like,
"What do you
want?"
Wide
awake, and her one like entry line is, "It's 4 a.m., Lucius." He's like,
"You gotta come over here. I want to make you part of my family.
I'm going to take you to a place I haven't let anybody before."
And then they just start flowing amazingly into the microphone. And then the episode ends and he's like, I got it, whatever. And we're supposed to believe that the big missing thing that his song needed was a thing that like every other rap song uses, which is like a gun trigger sound or the chamber being racked. Like, what?
I feel like I'm so out of the
loop. If it was the sitar, you'd be like, oh shit, that's like
the sitar.
Yeah,
was
no
the
one
best.
Uses a sitar in rap
because this song has been getting like he's been adding layers to it the last few episodes.
But the uncomfortable of when he plays it for people and stares them in the eye, and it's like a tight beat, and then when it gets to the boom 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 part, he just quietly goes. Boom, 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 boom. Like making eye contact with them.
Every time anything like that happens on the show, it takes me right back to when I was in that really uncomfortable, strange situation where I was with AFI and listening to their new record, track by track, in their studio. And there's like 4 of us. And the band was just kind of in there watching us listen to their music. Horrifying.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah,
why did they do that?
I don't know. I really liked it wasn't Davey. Davey was in the other room, but some of the other guy. It was just, it was nice, and I was thinking, if I wish I was a big AFI fan, I'd be, this is the finished version, right?
That's him playing sitar.
You know, it's not even that great of a song, though. It's okay. I wish it was catchy. It's not that catchy. The message is like, because I wrote this for you, son. Because he's trying to get
his son
back.
Sounds like it's in a Disney movie.
From the gutter to the shutter, trimmed out and gold. Life bless my soul.
Where's the
God
gun?
Bless my mold. Nothing less than
might
the best.
Not be the finished version.
Is this Terrence Howard singing?
Yeah. Hustle and flow, no. Baby.
It ain't that about song me. Tell him what's my name. There it is.
You can hear it clicking. What was that?
Why does it sound so cheap on this version?
It's coming off of an iPhone speaker.
Oh, God, this fucking show. Anyways.
She was about to pop in there. She was about to make it real. No, it's okay. So the best is like that he says that he wrote it for his son because he's desperately trying to get his son to come back on his label and away from his mom, Cookie. And he's like all heartfelt. Like twice he tries to give it to him.
I wrote a song for you,
son. And his son both times. He's like, nah, you know, I don't want it. And then it shows him with Chris Rock's daughter. And he's like, I wrote this song for you. And she bought it. All right, no more of that. No more Empire for a while. How about that? Until Mike gets caught up, so never again.
Everyone who's still listening right now is either going to become a massive Empire fan or is. That's the only people who are still listening.
All five of them still listening. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Was that brutal?
Kind
know.
Of, because I have never seen the show, and I have no idea.
Yeah, but look how passionate.
Your enthusiasm for it is good,
we
though.
Are about yeah, this garbage.
Yeah. I like that.
I don't like it nearly as much as the wife does. The wife likes. I think she likes it more than I do.
I think I like it more than Lauren does.
Really?
Well, you guys picked the wrong spouses.
Yeah, I'm just kind of check out a little bit.
Want to have some spring time?
I kind of check out a little bit. I'm starting to get into it now because it's getting even more cartoony. Okay.
So. I'll bring my contribution.
Please do.
Some people may have seen it in a tweet, but I can flesh out the story a little bit. On Saturday, Lauren and I went to Starbucks.
What is that?
It's a coffee chain. You can get coffee there and chains. And
why did I just laugh? Lauren,
I'm sitting with my back to... We're on the patio. I'm sitting with my back to the actual building. And Lauren's like, there's this woman in there. She keeps staring at me.
Dollar bills, yo.
And I was like, oh, whatever. And she's like, no, she keeps looking at me. And we're talking. A couple months later, I feel like a presence come past me and approach Lauren. Uh-huh. And I just hear, are you pregnant?
Wow.
So it's already like.
Oh, no.
And Lauren's
was
like.
Was she a gypsy?
No. She looks like a normal soccer mom who like has a little bit too much money.
Okay.
And Lauren's like, yeah, I am. And she's like. How far along are you? And she's like, first of all, why are you asking me? None of your business, like 4 months or whatever. And I'm expecting like, you know, you really shouldn't be drinking coffee or I hope that's decaf.
That's
which
what
is
I
already
thought was
coming. Not your business
right.
at all.
Yeah. Because there's a foot hanging out of your underwear and you're like, oh my God, I'm giving birth right now.
And she goes, okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that you like have read about like vaccines and stuff. And
worse.
And I, first off, I die inside. And then I'm like, well, maybe she wants people to know that the vaccine autism thing is bullshit. Like she's like, maybe,
either or.
Maybe she's there to say like,
fucking mouth.
None of her business.
I don't know if you're one of those people who's scared of vaccines.
Have you thought about talking to your child about Jesus Christ of Nazareth?
It's pretty much the same.
That's what I mean. It is the same thing.
And Lauren goes.
Was this payback? Had Lauren had already come up to her to talk about Jesus
oh, yeah,
when you guys
yeah,
first
yeah,
walked
yeah.
in there?
Oh, yeah. We'd thrown holy water on her.
Here comes
yeah.
payback.
So
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so she goes, I just want to make sure you've like, you know, read about vaccines and your options. And Lauren, not yet reading the situation, goes, oh, it's okay. I'm not one of those.
Oh,
and inside I'm like,
no.
Oh, no, but she is. And I was talking to Lauren later. She's like, yeah, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, wait a minute. And the woman just glossed straight over that. And she's like, well, I just want to make sure that you get like all the info because you don't want your baby taken from you. My son is 23 years old and he's severely autistic and every day of his life is torture and it's like really hard for our family. So you just need to like, just like read everything and like know about it and like, okay, like very patronizing, like, okay, so just make sure you know like everything. And Lauren's like, okay, got it. Yep.
How much do you wish you had like a bottle of booze and just for Lauren just to start pouring it in her coffee? All right, got it. Thanks.
You got a light, honey?
And I'm such a bad husband that I just turned back to the people who were sitting next to us that were talking about our dogs. I just kept talking about the dog with them while Lauren was hung out to dry with the vaccine lady.
I have never heard of a person saying that to a pregnant woman, approaching them and butting into their personal life like that.
It was so weird.
It won't be the last time either.
Oh,
people were fucking weird with their kids. And
excuse me, are you pregnant? Because I sell Volvos, and Volvos are very safe.
I got a friend.
That'd be way better.
Who, that was a bad analogy. Who she was quite normal when I knew her before she had the kid. Now she had the kid, and she considers herself like the formula expert queen, and she'll like actually accost people in the aisle when they're buying like milk for
God's sake.
You can't buy that kind of milk for your. This is why.
Hey, every parent thinks they're the fuck. My mom thinks she did a good job.
She kind of did.
No,
you're pretty sweet.
My mom thinks she was a good parent, so every parent thinks they're the fucking best parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was kind of...
You turned out good, though.
I was almost kind of annoyed, though, on behalf of the vaccine lady because... Or not on behalf of her. But if you're going to come up to people and, like, basically evangelize about your vaccine autism thing, like, at least have, like, information.
Pamphlet?
Right?
No.
No, but if she says...
I like on the fly
a little more than
pamphlets.
If she says, just make sure... Like, just go online and read about it. There's
Lauren
10 million...
She should have found one of the like fucking people or idiots
that say,
who don't...
Like, yeah. I'm just saying, if you're going to go proselytize about the specific thing, shouldn't you like have the specific examples that bolster your like thing? You should be like, yeah, here's the thing. Like,
Lauren should have said, maybe it's because your eggs were defective.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're a...
Wow. I would have said, hey, autism's sweet. autism's not all bad. Some of my favorite people are autistic.
And then, so she called
I want to have an autistic child because then he doesn't have to go to school because school sucks, lady.
You know what autistic people do? They come up and they start talking to people about stuff that
and they seem happy.
They can't read social situations.
Happier. Yes.
And it's hereditary.
Is it really?
No. I mean, no. But no one's sure. Some families tend to have it more than others.
Yeah.
But they can't really, like, I don't think they can manipulate or identify a gene that says you have a much higher chance of passing on the autistic gene. I don't believe so.
What is the gene they can identify that people have the chance to terminate a pregnancy if their child...
Down syndrome.
Okay, Down syndrome, yeah.
But that's not passed... I don't think that's hereditary either. I think it's just kind of like a rogue DNA strand.
It's like a missing chromosome.
Is this wrong to say? But I feel like it's kind of like the... I'm going to say it.
I didn't hear what you said.
You know, there's a missing link.
You think that Down syndrome is a missing link?
What?
We need to recreate that little, like the ape, and then the gorilla, then the
Lucy's
hairy man,
missing.
And then Down syndrome kid, and then regular guy?
Yeah. Lucy is a missing link.
Why do you think the Down syndrome...
I don't think Down syndrome is a missing link. I don't.
Then why are you... Why are you nodding?
I'm not.
Why are you...
I think it's very
yes.
sad that a lot of people do terminate and do identify now and terminate the Down syndrome, because Down syndrome kids are some of the best. And adults, some of the best people ever.
But it can also be very much a hardship for a lot of people.
For sure, and they're prone to cancer much more than like the rest of the population.
Don't they typically die like by 30?
They used to die very young. In fact, I might have said it on the show, but I used to be a caretaker of the oldest... living guy with Down syndrome in all of California.
How old?
Bruce.
14.
Lance. It's been a long time. He was like 56 or something.
Jesus.
How long did he live?
Lance Bartlett. I don't know, because I didn't work there after I broke my back, and he died like a few years later. So probably close to 60, if not 60, which is pretty old.
What did they die from?
What's the irony that you broke your back before he did?
What do they die from?
It's a congenital heart.
Mostly.
It's a heart thing?
A lot of time it's heart. Like, yeah.
I'm going to go play in the Crocodiles.
Okay. Don't think we needed the impression.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Boom. Fire truck.
What?
That's a great bit.
Another Bobcat bit.
That's a great bit.
I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy. Like, I've probably only seen the original trilogy movies, like, I don't know, maybe two or three times.
Okay.
But I got, my friend Paul turned
seems
to me.
Seems like a lot to me.
What?
That seems like a lot when it comes to any other movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest Godfather fan. I've only seen it like maybe 9 times.
Two or three times. That means I saw it once when I was like 10, and then once again when I was like 15. That's not a lot at all.
Because I've seen Godfather at least 25 times.
But how do you say it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
25 times? And I'm getting shit for seeing Empire Strikes Back twice?
I don't know what voice that was.
9 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
He's still doing the crocodile voice.
He's still doing it!
Oh, am I really? You know what? I was kind of doing Oh, sorry.
What?
That's stupid. Not important. I was kind of doing someone's voice that I had breakfast with a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Are they deaf?
No, she's an actress and she has a very distinctive New York accent.
Oh, I know where he's going.
Yeah.
Tilda Swinton?
Close.
Tyler, it's very sad that you've only seen Hoth twice.
Yeah, okay, so... what
is Empire Strikes Back is...
I'm just setting expectations for, like, how interested I am in Lucas and Star Wars.
Okay.
Oh, J.O., I'm sorry, real quick, but before I forget, because I'm old and I will. Jenner? No, is that... what's his name?
Caitlin?
Nope. The Jeopardy dude.
Jenner?
Yeah.
Isn't it Jenner? Jennings? Close. That was close.
Ken Jennings.
There we go. Yeah. I actually had to work with him once.
Who is Ken Jennings?
Did you hear he tweeted? I guess he's gotten in some hot water for tweeting insensitive things a few times.
Like what?
But most recently he tweeted, hey, it's not a good sign that everyone that's seen the new Star Wars movie died shortly thereafter.
Why would he say that?
Because that
guy
with
my God.
No, I know, but why would he? I don't get that. I don't get how that's funny.
Because he's too smart to be funny.
He's saying like, you know, people see it and it's so bad that they die. But
I didn't know that guy got to see it until I heard about his death. They said he saw the movie 4 days ago, and I was like, oh, because I thought that would have been news that he got to see the movie.
Yeah, but did he really? I mean, do they have proof? I mean, the producers could say, like, yeah, we shot a ton.
Of course. They got to get on the horn with the coroner and go, he's dead for sure, right? we showed it to him.
Interesting business. You just get a bunch of terminally ill people and use them as your test audiences. Yeah,
they loved it, 100%.
You know where you're going, right?
The force on me, Jesus.
We can get back to it. I put my arm out. I put my hand towards Tyler with something I do all the time.
What were you going to say about Star Wars?
Yeah. Hold on.
Before I forget, because I'm an old man, we're talking about tweets now. Not even tweets, but Instagram. Stop it. this happened. This is a real thing. But my buddy, you guys might know him, Bald Brian.
Yeah.
Who?
I know him.
He had an Instagram picture up with.
He had an Instagram picture.
Some kind. Like, it was him and some athlete or something. And the caption was like, "This beautiful bastard retired." I don't know if it was a San Francisco Giant or a San Francisco 40. I don't know who the fucker
was. Oh,
that's
so funny because I looked at it. And I went, "Okay, he's a professional athlete," and I have no idea who it is.
No
either.
Idea. Yeah. So I commented. I wrote because it did look. I wrote, "This looks like a Make-A-Wish photo." Well, that was funny, right? And then it was like the next day, and I was like scrolling through, and I saw that comment, and I wanted to see if anyone was like rude and said anything, you know, like
you want to see if anyone was rude,
was upset with like my comment. Somebody else had written it before me.
Oh no!
Yes, the worst. So I erased it immediately, but I didn't even see that. But
the worst. Yeah, that's the worst. That's happened to me too.
I didn't. You felt that before?
I made like the easy comment on someone's picture, and then I
didn't think it was that easy though.
64 comments before. And then I'm looking back, and it's like every fourth one is the same joke. I'm like, God damn it.
All right, Tyler, what were you saying there? Stop it. What are you looking at? Stop it. You got very distracted by nothing just now.
You've only seen Star Wars a grand total of 9 times.
9 times.
Sure. Probably.
The first 3.
Probably something like that.
Rounding
yeah.
up.
Plus the others. So we're in like we're probably in double digits. But you're not a fan.
I've seen the. So me and Paul, my friend in the Navy,
you don't have a friend in the Navy.
We were discussing like the new one coming out, and then I started waxing poetic about the first 3, about how I was like, they're so like bad, but I only saw them once, and I was like, you know, first one came out when I think I was 12, then it was like 14, and then 18 or
you're talking about the newer ones, right?
The prequels, yeah, the Anakin, the Hayden Christensen, Jar Jar ones,
yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but do you know like how bad those were? And I was like, well, I watched The People versus George Lucas, and that was like pretty interesting. Like
that
blah,
was
blah,
great.
Blah.
I love that.
That was a good movie.
And he's like, well, you need to see these things. And he linked me to this. It's this internet, this guy on YouTube who has made 3, like they're about an hour and 20 minute long expose. It's about each of the films and basically just what is so shitty about them. Mm-hmm. And I'm now fascinated with George Lucas and how he forgot how to write a story and like isn't good at anything. Like those movies are total terrible.
They're total terrible.
They're nothing.
Tyler, you should... You should not be talking about a man's shortcomings while discussing how total terrible they are.
No, that's how terrible they are. They remove your ability to form dialogue.
But aren't they like based
dialogue.
On pre-existing books? I mean,
no. No. He wrote each of those scripts of the prequels himself.
Wait a minute. So why would he start with four? This is how little I know about Star Wars. I mean, I grew
so
up with
So now I'm
it,
getting into all this stuff
childhood.
Because now I'm obsessed with the backstory about Star Wars. Because now I'm like, okay, the original prequel, how were they like... good, because he clearly couldn't do it with the first three.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that he had enough foresight to start with book
foresight?
Four?
Foresight? Enough foresight?
Tyler, I didn't say that. He started with book four before... This is like anti-geek duck.
There was no book. He wrote the first one, which was four.
He titled it
A
Four,
New Hope.
Yes.
He wrote that one. He directed that one.
Foresight.
Yes. Other people wrote the other ones. I think Lawrence Kasdan wrote the
one
next
of them,
two.
Yeah.
And other directors directed them.
And he had people punch up the dialogue.
But
of,
he had enough foresight to realize that number four was going to be preceded by one, two, and three. Why did he call it four then?
No.
Because he was like, I have a lot of info here, and it'll like seem cool if I do four, and then if I ever want to go back and make more movies in front of it, I can.
So there was foresight there.
Foresight.
I'm not saying foresight. I said four.
Regardless of how much he fucked up the last three and how terrible they are,
they're just boring. There's a lot of like fake politics, space politics.
Regardless of that, the first
like,
Star Wars
wasn't there like an entire scene of
Star
the Senate
Wars
just talking.
Yes,
was the most magical theatrical experience I've ever had.
It's the worst and directed of the first three.
I know, but it's still you watch it and you get caught up like you're supposed. It's like E.T. You can break E.T. down and talk about how this wouldn't happen, that couldn't happen, this couldn't happen.
E.T.'s great.
And E.T. is moving, and you are engaged the entire time. And the same thing with Star Wars. And George Lucas also made American Graffiti, which is kind of a masterpiece. Mm.
Well, this is why. Mm. So this series keeps
like it.
It compares shots from the original trilogy and then the prequel trilogy, and like shows like he knows. He used to know how to direct a scene and set up shots and blah blah.
No, but
blah.
He only directed the first one. He didn't even direct the second or third one.
Well, still.
I'm talking about the fifth and sixth one, for fuck's sake. It's so confused. I always thought, for instance, I was a little kid. I thought that there was just other books out there and other material.
There's other books in the Star Wars universe.
You
want
to know what it is to
like,
me? I think George Lucas is a genius. He also conceived of and gave birth to Indiana Jones, which is a great first movie and decent
first
second movie and good third movie.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's the perfect analogy for the musician who writes a great album because they're under pressure and they owe.
They're hungry too.
Yeah,
like
that's
your
what
brain's
I mean.
Up. Some
so
people,
in the
I think some people
had,
continue and get better with
but
age.
But he had restrictions, tons of restrictions,
right.
Financial. Mm-hmm. And no one believed in him. The actors didn't want to be there. And with all that pressure swirling about, he made a great movie. And then when all of a sudden
God,
he's worth hundreds
talk.
Of millions of dollars,
the
and he has no
he
pressure.
Loses up, yeah, complacency.
Yeah, and,
the
yeah.
behind the scenes footage of him doing stuff for like episode one is
so
cringe.
Like what?
And he's just always sitting in a chair watching his monitors, and everything is blue screen and green screen.
Yeah,
and he's like talking to people and talking to actors and saying stuff, and you could just see on their faces it's the well, this guy's the boss, and I'm just gonna say yes
uh-huh.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is so uncomfortable.
You're talking about the most recent ones.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so it's one, two, and three.
Yes,
so
one,
confusing.
Two, and three. Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones.
I think the new
Revenge
movie, the J.J. Abrams movie, is going to be fantastic.
I don't know about that.
But I don't think it's going to have the same impact, obviously.
We should ask that guy. Oh, wait, we can't.
That new Star Trek, the first new Star Trek was great.
Ah, it's true.
It was. The
second one, not as good,
yeah.
But still pretty good.
But the first one was really good.
I sound like a Star Wars character
you
there.
You really did.
Okay. My next door neighbor actually went to school, to USC film school with Lucas, and he was telling me some stories.
Your current
about,
one?
Yeah. Telling me some stories the other day about what a quiet little prick he was. And how his wife was the one with all the ideas, because I guess it is.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the details about the... She was the editor.
And she came up with a lot of the shit, and he takes credit for it now. They're divorced.
Well, that's the other thing. So I was reading a lot about the original ones because I was like... trying to rationalize how he did these ones.
I'm just imagining when a Star Wars maniac just furious right now.
Oh,
just
I'm
seething.
Sure. I'm sure. But
isn't it fun to listen to somebody talk about Star Wars who has no idea what they're talking about, though, guys?
He
isn't
has
nice?
Done like personally so much like revisionist history where he's like, oh yeah, like I came up with this idea like back then, and like there's there's things that contradict it of his own interviews from back then. Right. He was like, I had no idea where I was coming from with this story.
I do think he's a genius for nothing more. I mean, if he quit after he made his student film, THX, 1148, was that 1138? Just the tagline for that shows how inventive and how smart and clever the guy is, because he said, it was one of my favorite things ever. This is not a movie about the future. This is a movie from the future. Like, he was suggesting, like, his whole idea was, like, we found this strange film from the future. Like, that's fucking awesome. That's great.
Yeah, but you gotta tell me, American Graffiti is a great movie.
American Graffiti was definitely against the grain and, like, nothing that the studios had ever seen before, nor did they want. They hated it.
It's a two-hour music video, but there's a great story, and it's got every emotion.
Not much story there. It's just them hanging out.
It's the end of this part of these kids'
coming
life.
Of age in one day.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But it's great.
Yeah.
And you get all of it in there.
Hey, I mean, it's all the pop culture of that moment. Yeah. I mean, I think if you and I were alive in that time, we'd fucking hate that movie.
I don't know about that. I think
it's pandering. It was pandering.
People liked it
to the kids.
Well, if anyone wants to watch the things that I watch, I think it's Red Letter Media, or you can search.
Somebody just
I'd like to watch
Mr.
It.
Let's stop watching people rip other people down.
Mr. Plinkett.
Just
type
spent
in
40 minutes talking about Empire. I know.
Just type in
let's
Mr.
Let's not support this, you guys.
Mr. Plinkett Star Wars.
Mr. Plinkett
and you'll
Star
find
Wars.
All of the things. Yes.
I've told this story before, but it bears repeating one more time. I was watching Star Wars for the first time, the four, five, and six with my girlfriend at the time. This is 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and we're in her dorm room.
Right? Yeah.
She was in college, and she let me know that she had never seen any of them, and I'm like, oh, you're going to enjoy them. We're going to watch all of them this weekend. Went out and rented the VHS copies, and her roommate's nerdy boyfriend came over, and he's like, oh, you guys are watching Star Wars? I've seen them 20 times each. And he was in the other room, and he was mouthing every fucking line.
Boom, boom, boom.
Including the clicks and whistles of R2-D2.
Up. I've never heard that.
Ah!
That's upsetting.
It was actually kind of impressive. Like, part of it was like, I'm so pissed off right now. I'm like, fuck, this guy's good.
That's a big commitment for you to make.
What? To sit down and watch?
Yeah.
It was really fun. It was almost like, I used to, sounds so wrong, but I used to treat my girlfriends a lot. Never did with Jillian, but I used to treat my girlfriends like people treat their kids, I think. Like, I take them back through, like, all this shit that I was
into.
Time
to educate them.
Yeah, like, here's some good music, and here's, like, the movies that I love, and, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to jump on this bandwagon, but yeah, I may do that also. Okay, now that we're in a relationship, right? Okay.
Here's my shit. Here's everything I'm into.
All right. Can you go to Tucson next week?
I tried it with Jillian a little bit, and she's just like, yeah, that's not really, I don't really care about
Honey,
that.
Honey, Empire's on.
I do that with people that aren't my girlfriend. I cornered the ticket girl today at the improv, and I made her watch the Johnny Cash Hurt video, two other Johnny Cash videos, and then I said, I just want you to watch two Tom Jones songs. That's it.
Did you just stand there while she watched them?
Absolutely, and I made her listen to two Tom Jones songs. And
was it unusual?
Told her flat out, I'm going to get choked up when this comes on, and I sure did.
I was my mom Christ, at Mike. Lunch a couple days ago, was out of the blue, she started talking about Tom Jones and how she had a massive crush on him growing up.
Oh,
she was like 16.
Still does. She
found
still
a picture.
Does.
Of her when she was like 16 with her friend, and there was a giant poster of Tom Jones on her wall in her bedroom.
Yeah.
And she was talking about her friend who's like a total prude. I know this, my mom's friend who she's talking about.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've never heard, I don't know how she has children because I can't imagine her ever having sex, but I do remember her saying, Tom Jones can put his shoes under my bed any day.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of a saying is that?
Because Tom Jones is the greatest.
It's not anal sex.
Tom Jones is the shit. And
I'll try to remember the story you told about how
I got a million
stories about Tom Jones.
A million. That's too many.
But here's the thing is I dragged one of my friends. She's not a prude, but she's very, very.
She's dragged.
She's got a lot of humility. And she's not. She's a very beautiful woman.
Drogan?
This is like 1993, 1994. Yes. I dragged her and a couple of people from the show I worked on at the time to go see Tom Jones.
Right.
They didn't really want to go, but we were all going out.
No. This is that story. Mike, I think you got a million.
Same story.
Are you sure?
This girl.
Does he know your name?
Is a very, very quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
She's not outwardly sexual, even though she's completely beautiful and very sexy, but she is very humble and has a lot of humility. Same thing, probably. We left the show And I
She's
went.
She's very humble and has
I
a lot
went,
of
I'm sorry that I forced you to go see this. I go, but did you have fun? And she goes, yeah, I would sleep with him right now.
Wow.
And he was like 66, 67 years old at the time. She goes, I would sleep with him.
And you're like, I can make it happen. Ring.
I know Tommy J.
Did she say anything about shoes under her bed?
No, that sounds like a more polite
way. Did she give TJ a BJ?
Tyler?
You know?
Oh, TJ, that works.
Yeah. I don't appreciate that disrespect you're showing towards Sir Tom Jones.
What's that?
Hey, so I had lunch with a prospect yesterday. A guy who is interested in producing, and we've been going back and forth for a while.
Like producing
while
a podcast?
Last year. No, he wants to produce like films and whatnot. So I've been looking for a guy who produces for a while, and this is good. So I wanted to meet him at the Century City Mall.
Yeah, because that's where you meet.
I had to see a movie there, and I thought it'd be perfect at 3:30 when the movie gets out. I can meet him.
For
so
you.
I was trying to figure out. Like, I don't know the guy at all, right? We've emailed a couple times, talking on the phone a little bit. But it's a little bit nerve wracking. You don't know someone. I get up in my head a little bit. It's always a little uncomfortable. I'm trying to think of like where we should meet. And it occurred to me after I drove away. I'm like, wow, those are the only two options that I had in my head. I offered up BJ's or Pink Taco, and it didn't even occur to me. And those two restaurants are in that fucking mall, and they're right by each other.
Yeah. Which one did you do?
Pink Taco.
That's right, because you're not gay.
He is.
Right?
He is.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Do
you think it was offensive that I brought him to Pink Taco?
Probably.
No. Oh, God. Should I have done BJ's because he's gay?
I don't know. He might have thought you were trying to be, like, overly inclusive.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you remember that restaurant that Steven Spielberg owned?
Yes, I was telling him about that. The Dive or whatever.
Double Fist?
Yeah.
What? Double Fist?
It was called Dive, and it was It was a submarine,
pretty
and every
sweet.
Like 15 minutes,
what?
It all had portable
Sounds
windows.
Amazing.
It was pretty great.
But there was water in the windows, and every like 15 or 20 minutes, the lights would go, and bubbles would come up through the windows
it
like
was
at
great.
Disneyland.
The food wasn't great, but the atmosphere was awesome. I loved it. Yeah.
One of the other, sorry to get back to the Star Wars things real quick, but there's a thing between George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, and George is telling him like something about the Phantom Menace like before it's come out. And this is this really incredible scene where Spielberg.
Speely. You can just call him Speely like I do.
It's just like, that's great. It's great. It's great. It sounds like it's going to be great. It's great. And they do that like awkward thing, you know, where you like say goodbye to someone, but then you're still like kind of like walking in the same direction. It's that kind of.
Was the camera on them though? Did they seem like aware of the camera? Was it one of those?
Huh? Was I mean, they natural? Know that they're being filmed.
Right. I got to tell you, I think
they were
trying
to like have like an on-camera conversation relationship.
I think Steven Spielberg does that thing where he plays the game.
He knows something's going to be
shit. He's not known for his harsh honesty with people. I think. Everything
sure,
George Lucas
yeah.
has ever done, he's been like, it's just fantastic. Because I've heard him talk about when Lucas flew them up to watch something he did.
Yeah.
And Martin Scorsese was like, it was terrible. It was terrible. And someone else was like, I was embarrassed. And Spielberg was like, I loved it. I think he does.
Oh, for sure he does that.
I think he does
that's
that
one of
thing.
The many reasons why Speely bugs me so much. Like, yeah.
Speely bug.
E.T., that Nintendo game, is supposed to be the worst game ever.
Yeah.
That horrible
it's Atari,
movie game.
By the way.
Oh, sorry.
Have you watched that documentary?
Game Over? Game Over? Yeah, I saw it. It's called Game Over, right? Game Over? I think it's called Game Over. It's all about how
they put him in the
lane.
It's called Game Over?
I believe. They got Speely on there being interviewed talking about what a fantastic game it is. Yeah, he plays the game for sure because he's way too smart for that. But I think it might have been People versus
George Lucas
that, A, you really learn to hate George Lucas and his pinched features and his smugness. You hate him. And I think that there's a lot of Speely in there, right? Speely's in there quite
a bit.
I don't
remember.
There's some documentary with the two of them.
Yeah.
And like you realize, I could have a beer with Speely.
George Lucas.
I could have Speely blow smoke.
Okay, first of all.
Up my butt.
I worship Star Wars.
Rules or doctrine. Loved it.
I love Star Wars. I love George Lucas. I'm in. I'm in.
You do that. You get blind faith.
But I'm
love,
in. Yeah,
right.
I'm in. I'm in though. Completely to Star Wars, 100%. However, I do think he might be kind of a douche because
he might be.
Well, because that Drew Struzan documentary,
what?
Who's the artist?
Oh, that's what it was. I think
who created all those classic posters,
Speely's
including
in there
the Muppets
right?
and a bunch of those things. Yeah,
yeah.
But Lucas lets him come up to the ranch where he's got all the original art because he owns it all.
Right.
And he's walking around with Drew Struzan and. I wanted Lucas just to go, this is great. You were great. This, you did a great job. Fantastic. Right. You know, just do that.
No, he just talked about his films and himself. But he just kind of went
like, I remember when I told you I like this. And yeah. Yeah. And he just kind of brushes it off like, yeah, here's your life's work on my walls.
Yeah.
And no big. I got to get back to my, you know. My,
back to him fucking everything up, though. Like, you know.
My Yoda real doll. I'm kidding. Kidding. What? I'm kidding.
Yoda real?
Fuck me, you will.
Yoda real doll?
You know what? That's
oh,
not a bad
I
idea.
Oh, I get it.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm a little slow.
That is not a bad idea.
I think it's a terrible idea because there's licensing agreements.
That's what I mean. That's the hardest part. Yeah, that's the hard part.
Sixto needs something.
All right, we're done. Huh?
Do you guys have sex dolls?
What?
Just for the record, I didn't answer because my back was to the mic and I was doing something else. Not because
that's
I
why
was...
I said it when you turned away.
What? Then why did you do that, like zipping your lips?
I want to point one thing out
about
the sex
doll. I did have a sex
doll
in my house for a long time.
Well, like a one of the like a real doll.
No, it was a blow up sheep with a hole.
The real doll. Like when I first discovered that.
Did you think that if we did have a sex doll, we would have said yes right now?
I don't know.
But do you think I wouldn't have talked about it at length before?
All I can think about, like. I could not ever buy one of those dolls, even if I wanted one, because how do you get rid of it when you have to move? It's like a body.
It is like
filled with your jizz.
Like, wow, you can't just throw it in the dumpster because people are going to be like, call the cops, and they're going to come over.
You don't worry about that.
Okay, which one of you guys threw the naked doll filled with jizz in the dumpster?
Wow, has it got to be filled? Why, guys?
Well, then, are you not using it?
Don't they have a receptacle? Can you clean it out? Like,
why do I even know about real dolls?
Turn it on.
No,
Mars and the Real Girl.
You know how you clean it? Turkey baster.
What? How do you know this?
Because I heard someone talking about him.
Really?
I think on Tom Likas' show.
What a pain in the ass. It's the last thing you want to do when you're done.
You know what?
Oh, let me go clean this thing out.
It makes you have empathy for a woman.
Does it?
Yeah.
God, we're going down that gross road. We're not that show. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, we're at the Empire and talking shit about George Lucas' show.
And talking shit about, like, really? There weren't 1, 2, 3 of Star Wars before he made 4? Really?
I don't even know the answer to that.
What?
How many are there?
Do you know his original name was gonna be
Jorge Lucas?
Luke Starkiller.
Yeah.
What?
I knew that.
And in the original draft, he called lightsabers laser swords. Cool, George.
It was also Revenge of the Jedi instead of Return of the Jedi.
Really? I think I might have known that. You know, Revenge of the Return of the Jedi would have been fucking awesome, but he always has to put some kind of little spittle in there to ruin it, and the
Ewoks
destroyed.
Yeah.
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 You probably liked the Ewoks.
No, I didn't care
for
the Ewoks.
I bet you had a stuffed animal.
I liked a couple of the cute scenes.
Yeah, Ewok real doll. Don't get him wrong.
Yeah. Okay. It's a tall one. So I don't want my penis bursting out of his forehead. I mean, her forehead.
Oh, they're all dancing at the end of a little fucking
tree houses. Oh, no, it's terrible. But you want to know something? People loved it.
Hey, don't get. I would go to an Ewok fucking tree party.
Oh, you know what? I'll start drinking again.
What is that? What? Oh, at the Ewok?
Hey, guys, Ewok tree party. BYOB.
Wait, how much did Lukey have to do with the Star Wars Christmas?
Lukey? I don't know. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. I watched it with you, or I watched it because I think you gave me a copy.
Because Tara's in Rome right now, and I put a bunch of movies on her.
You put that on there?
On her laptop, and I put that on there, and she took it right off.
Why?
Goes, I don't have time for that.
No, it's a good point. She doesn't.
I'm going to be in Rome.
The weird, like, Chewbacca family.
We did top five cult films on the Film Vault when Carano was filling in.
Yeah.
And that was one of his top five, as well as Putney Swope. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to see that again. I want to see Putney Swope again.
They completely dubbed the entire thing was dubbed.
It wasn't the Lucas Christmas special, but the Star Wars Christmas special might be the worst thing I've ever seen on television because
it's amazing how effective they've been at making
it
not exist.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's not so bad that you enjoy it. It's so bad that you're like, I don't need to watch this anymore. Okay, I'm done. And you kind of keep watching it because you
it's great.
Feel
it's
obligated.
Great. It's going to be great.
Why do you feel obligated?
It's great.
You know where I got it?
Did Steven Spielberg like it?
You know where I got it? That video store that sells the T-shirts with the directors' names and bands' logos.
Cinephile.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
Yeah. Okay. The show's done, but
you can't say the show's done and then keep doing
it. All right, show's done. Four more things.
Did Luke do it? Did Luke?
I don't believe so.
But he okay.
Smells like weed in here.
It was a deal that they had made beforehand.
Sounds like light bulbs. Smells like weed. What? Yeah, it was like something that they had. They were.
It's a travesty. It's the worst.
But I got the feeling. I got the sense somewhere along the line. Something I watched where Lukey, like, he wasn't sure if it was good or bad, and he kind of thought, oh, I might do good, and then he heard bad things and he pulled it.
Could be.
I feel like he didn't know. He couldn't tell.
Once again, he did a brilliant job at pulling it because it's difficult to find. But I'll tell you what's the second worst TV show, the Paul Lynde Halloween special, which you need to see.
Okay.
Because special guest appearance by Kiss lip syncing and Paul Lynde introducing Kiss is like so goddamn uncomfortable.
How long ago?
Probably 78, 79, 80. I don't know.
Hey, somebody suggested something. A listener suggested that we end every show. With the funniest line of the year in all films, as far as I'm concerned, comes from Mad Max Fury Road. Mediocre! We just ended every show with mediocre.
I don't remember that part.
I don't remember that
part
either.
I missed it the first time, too. I don't know how.
Wait, you missed the funniest line of the year?
Because it was so goddamn impressive, visually stunning.
Yeah.
What part was that?
I didn't like it.
All right.
Set the stage for us.
Nux, right? About a boy? Like, he's finally, like, in the good graces of Immortal Joe, right? And Immortal Joe's like, get on that truck and put one in her head and deliver me my ladies back, and I will take you to Valhalla myself. And Lux is like, all right, sweet, I'll do it. And he takes the gun and he jumps on the truck, on the Tom Hardy, Charlize Theron truck, right?
Yeah.
And he gets up and he's still got a chain for whatever reason hanging off of his neck, kind of hanging behind him. So he takes a few steps on top of the big rig. The chain gets stuck. He flies back, like, almost immediately. The gun just goes flying out of his hand in a horrible 3D shot, like, right into the camera. And then it cuts to, and he's, like, hanging off the side, almost dying. And it cuts to Immortal Joe just watching. Oh, mediocre!
I do remember that now. I do remember. I can't believe you know the characters' names.
I was laughing so hard on the plane when I watched it, because I wasn't expecting it. I somehow missed it the first time. I was so in awe with other things and other aspects. You miss stuff. Jillian, she was like, would you please just quiet? Because I guess a lot of people were like sleeping and whatnot, and I was so fucking loud. It was embarrassing. It was very funny.
You were making noises watching a movie on the plane.
I was laughing hysterically.
Oh,
I was cackling.
Got it.
It was hard not to. Like, it was one of those I couldn't stifle.
Were you watching it on the screen on the seat, or were you watching it on a laptop or something?
We had bulkhead, so it was one of those things that comes out of like the side, and then it goes in a little arm, and it never really works, so it's constantly like falling. And yeah. It's upset. And every time you try and get up to the bathroom, and like gets caught on the headphones, and yeah, it was awful.
Hey,
this is sort of
off track.
The TV on my plane was an inconvenience.
Playing movies.
I don't think Anderson will care, but. Have you seen an iPad Pro yet?
No.
They're giant.
How big?
They feel like they're like that big.
Okay, Mike's holding his hand out to make about 2 feet.
I reckon that's about 2 feet. That's about 2 feet stretch.
All right, let's wrap this baby up because
we wrapped it up like 10 minutes ago, but we kept talking.
Hold on, let's go back into Empire for another 43 minutes.
Mediocre.
Tweet hashtag. AD Empire.
Putney Swope.
Hey, guys, thanks for making us part of your... This is the worst show we've ever done, right?
No. Sean Penn's dad directed that movie.